This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who came along for the ride? Hey, you can come inside.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Shotgun with me. I had a couple great veteran patriots coming in today. They're also going to be on the nightly news with Biggs tonight. They may be in the fourth hour if they choose, but I got to preempt things right now because they'll understand how that happens. You know, operations get moved forward, they get moved backward. The whole Danny Williams thing has been percolating here for years. We've had Danny contacting myself, contacting Biggs. He works two jobs. He's got several kids. He's been with the same lady for the whole time. Church guy, whole nine yards. You know, just a really credible person. And I've been covering his story since he was 10 years old. And I've seen the Clintons put out a fake DNA test. They got caught it was fake. That's in the article. This is amazing. And they were having a whole bunch of other media hammer them to, let us put it out first, let us put it out first. I sat back and I said, fine, let them put it out first. I don't care. That's fine. And then for some reason at the end, they said, no, we want you to put it out first. And I don't want to obsess over that. I can just tell a lot of folks out there get really pissed because this is like one of the big October surprises. And I don't know. I'm chomping at the bit once I'm on air. But when it comes to stuff and hosts and people and breaking news, I kind of get, just ice water in my veins. And that's how we continue to get the big stories. All I care about is getting justice for this young man. I believe he's Bill Clinton's illegitimate son. Clinton was known for banging every hooker in Little Rock, every hooker in Hot Springs. His real mother wasn't a nurse. She was a prostitute. He's probably a Rockefeller son. That's why the Kennedy visited with him. The Rockefellers helped him, why he cries. There's only two people believe I could be president when I was 16 years old, and that was my mama and David Rockefeller. We can find out David Rockefeller helped me. Thank you, David. We can find that tape. Bill Clinton thanks David Rockefeller. And it's not, and of course, it was Governor Rockefeller that's his dad. It's just that Rockefeller took him under his wing. And that's not the first time these big, powerful robber barons have a bunch of illegitimate kids they put in positions of power. That's what you're supposed to do. Danny Williams got just thrown to the curb, but there's a lot of chief executives out there and powerful men that their right-hand guy when they're 75 is their 40-year-old son from a mistress. And it's a really trashy thing to throw your kid under the bus like that. What do you think?
Well, I think, again, it's amazing that he just completely ignores it. That's the thing. I don't know why you wouldn't want to clear the record on this. And I think the reason why you say, I don't need to break this story. Maybe we can break it. Maybe it doesn't matter to you. But you already broke the story, Alex. You broke the story 10 years ago. You broke the story 20 years ago. It's the same thing with all of these email leaks that we're getting from WikiLeaks. Like, okay, this is great. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is the proof. I mean, we got them. We caught them red-handed. But we've been saying this for years. There's nothing in these emails that we didn't already report on. There's nothing in these emails that we didn't already try to tell you. So
it does confirm everything we've said and what Drudge has said and what WorldNet Daily said. And look at this. Diller, the big Democrat. Trump presidential run is an evil miracle. I've got a dark heart. We're evil. We're an evil miracle. No, that's who they are. I mean, did you see these emails where they're discussing we got to keep the public in the dark? They're starting to wake up.
And Alex, what is their response? I have it in the video at WashU at the debate. What is their response? I don't care. Literally, they don't care. They don't care that their candidate has been caught talking bad about them. They don't care that their candidate got caught rigging the election. They don't care that their candidate gets away with breaking
the law. I heard the audio of Trump saying, I hate the American people. I'm done. But no, the truth is, a lot of people that have known him a long time, he gets really sentimental and weird around the American people and poor people and really, really wants to, build prosperity.
Well, I don't know if you happened to see any of his rally at Wilkes, Pennsylvania yesterday. Amazing. Amazing. I would say this to people, if you're on the fence, even if you don't like Donald Trump, if you watch that rally, it shows that this is not about Donald Trump. This truly is a movement.
And by the way, he has humbled.
Is what we've been waiting for.
I'm going to be honest. 10 years ago, I saw some of his shows. I thought he was an arrogant narcissist, probably a liberal. I don't like golden airplanes and all this stuff. I mean, I don't mind his hot wife or whatever. The point is, that's not my style, okay? And I'm pretty conservative. But the guy I've seen the last few years and stuff he did even 20 years ago and after that, there was a battle of two Trumps. And he's really transformed and is touched by all this and understands he's in history and has become much more humble under the attack. And
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones Unfiltered and Untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones Untapped and Off the Grid, just call 712-432-9364.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America, own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America, own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
We're now raiding the castle of Tulsa. It's Tuesday, October 11th, 2016. We are now only 27 short days out from the most important election in modern history. An election that may decide the fate, not just of our republic, but the world. The day of doom is here. Tulsa Doom and his mountain of power. Atop it sits his king, George Soros, launching division, civil war, and death. But the American people and others across the globe are scaling the mountains and are now in the mountain, engaging the forces of the snake. If you haven't seen Conan the Barbarian, I'm doing an allegory of what's happening currently with that. Tulsa Doom, this mountain of power. Is it a dagger such as this? For me? Good movie. You know who wrote it? Oliver Stone. Now, the next one was super cheesy and horrible and unwatchable, Conan the Destroyer. Conan the Barbarian is a real classic. Shot in Spain, amazing. Can't watch the movie enough, you understand that?
So I need to, is that my assignment?
Yeah, I may have to fire you. You don't like
that
movie?
You hear that, Rob Dew? I got to go home right after this, and I got to go watch Conan the Barbarian.
Have ladies in bikinis while you're watching. The day of doom is here.
The day of doom is here, Alex, and I'm hoping that it's the day of doom for the Clinton crime syndicate. That's what I'm hoping. Not for us.
For Tulsa doom and this mountain of power?
Mm-hmm. Not for...
Pretty good Max von Sydow invitation.
Not for Drudge and InfoWars.
Do you know who Max von Sydow is?
No.
You're getting in more trouble by the minute.
Oh, boy.
All right, no, I'm being serious. I got a little excited about fighting the New World Order. I want to go to phone calls. You've been incredible champs. Quincy and Scott and Matt and Sherry. Probably just as big as this, though, is the fact that we have the New York Commissioner of Elections caught at a Christmas party 10 months ago, 11 months ago, saying, I don't like it. The Democrats bus around the candidates, these buses, the poor people, to all the different polling places and have them vote over and over again with dead people and folks' names. We'll say it on camera. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Meanwhile, they don't want us to have, you know, any voter ID. And listen, I'm anti-police state, but we've lost that battle, you know, showing IDs here, there, there. If I got to show up for everything, including wiping my rear end, you should have to show it you're a citizen and that you're in the right spot, vote in the right place.
You would think that'd be, you know, how
well, there's a whole phenomenon where folks go to vote and they can't. We've already voted.
Well,
like that happened to me like 10 years ago. I didn't realize what was happening. What was happening is someone had voted in my name.
Isn't that this is the perfect illustration of what these how these people think? It's like, oh, there's no conspiracies. Oh, there's no rigged elections. We don't need voter IDs. It's not a problem. Just go vote. Just say you're Eminem. Say you're Marshall Mathers. I'm going to go vote.
That's right. People went and voted. Veritas, they went and voted as Eminem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why do you need an ID to vote?
Stole Eminem's, in his district, stole his identity.
There's no voter fraud. What's a rigged election?
By the way, the feds were talking about charges on him for that. They want to leave it open so it can be stolen. The investigator that exposes it, they want to charge him.
Everything is awesome.
When you're part of the team. You know, we have that audience. We play that at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to sing along to the Legos.
It's sadly illustrative, though, of how these...
You know, that is the average Democratic voter. They literally... Say what you want about Republican voters, they got some problems. But, man, the Democratic voter is like that Lego character in there.
Well, and it's crazy because...
Oh, Hillary just blew up whole countries. It's awesome. She's so liberal.
And all of these Republicans now, it's like you're either for Trump or you're against Trump. Paul Ryan, he can't decide. He wants to dip his toes in
Paul
the water.
Paul Ryan is a globalist operative.
But what you're seeing is Donald Trump and whoever is supporting him, in this case, we're going beyond the Republican Party.
Well, notice they're panicking, calling him the evil miracle, because they know in real polls he's 10 points ahead, baby.
It's not even close.
And it's like 15, though. This is getting him about 5 points.
Listen to this, though, Alex. So we've obviously documented the rallies and who's dominating at the rallies. I think if you added up the attendance at the rallies, Trump might win by hundreds of thousands of people. If you go on the internet, YouTube, whatever, Hillary videos don't get half the views. Most of the it's dislikes. You'll never find a video with more dislikes.
No, it'll
than
be life. it'll be 10,000 dislikes, 25 likes. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Only on a Hillary video.
But our videos are like 20,000 likes, 200 dislikes.
Same with the Trump rally video. Trump rally videos gets almost 100,000.
And conservatives generally are not seen as being as tech active, so it's even worse.
And now what I'm seeing, and this is not something that I saw up until, honestly, just the last couple of weeks, I like to typically monitor C-SPAN because it's a good place to actually see what people in the government are saying and see what other people who are calling in think, too. It is now not even close. It used to be about 50-50 with pro-Trump, anti-Trump. It's 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10. Every morning you listen to C-SPAN, people calling in saying, they want Donald Trump. We cannot let them steal this election.
Yeah,
so
Hillary has an average of about 100 people, Trump about 20,000. And they usually turn away tens of thousands. I mean, in Austin, there were traffic jams 2.5-3 miles away. They
couldn't even get
in. They got 20,000 in, turned away 20,000.
Yeah, the video, I mean, the St. Louis rally where we found AIDS Skrillex in that video. I wanted to go to the Trump rally inside that day. I got there 2 hours early. I didn't even bother getting in line because the line was 2 miles long. It would have been pointless.
By the way, this is like discovering the wheel or fire or combustion engine. You and Rob Dew discovered AIDS Skrillex.
Well, it was actually Josh Owens.
Oh, Josh Owens. I get it all mixed up.
But yeah.
Josh Owens, so you guys like deserve, like, at the end of episode 4 Star Wars, everybody salutes you and you get, like, golden... Amulets? Everybody salutes you. Dun, dun.
You know what? I don't want that, but actually, I thought we should do
that.
We should actually have an alternative news.
I already have offered 10,000 each of those guys to the Ultimate Social Justice Warriors to come on. And I know we discover where they live. We should go there.
Well, I won't get I can't. We won't get too into
lovingly,
that.
Lovingly, though. Love, Miriam Flowers?
We won't gold, get too into that.
Frankincense, myrrh?
I will say, though, you know what? You've made a great crew here. Everybody I work with has been great. But me and Josh, when we go out, for whatever reason, we find
gold. Oh, you guys came back.
Gold.
Oh, you guys have it already.
We found the gold.
See, I don't pay attention to what you do. I mean, it's not that I'm micromanaging or not caring. It's that I literally just let you guys fire torpedoes. Yeah. I didn't realize we just revealed. Oh, my God.
No. Well,
Hold on. I knew you were. Oh, my God.
There's nothing we can reveal right now.
Oh, my God.
But there
oh
is,
my gosh! You have,
I forgot you guys were kind of visiting when you were there. See,
do you want me to talk about it? Do you want me to tell you what happened? He doesn't even know about this, folks. He doesn't even know about this. I would be telling
I'm too busy him. Dealing with the October surprise.
Well, okay. So here's what happened.
No. Do you have footage of this?
We've got some footage, but it's nothing that we want to show yet. It's nothing we can show yet.
You know what?
I mean, we could show it, but I
don't want you to tell me what happened.
Okay. I'll keep you in the dark on this one. We're working on it. But usually we want you to come on the show, man. We don't hate you, dude. We're offering you money.
Yeah, we actually feel bad that you've been brainwashed and this happened to you. We want to lovingly deprogram you, take you water surfing, take you hanging out.
Shoot a gun. We'll go shoot guns.
Absolutely.
Go have a steak dinner.
We want to explain what we're doing. We want renaissance. We are the liberals. Trust us. What you're getting into is not liberal. It's a false paradigm. And we don't want to make fun of you. We want to even halfway get you to be happy and friendly with us and then kind of de-escalate everybody attacking you and have a real discussion where you don't scream we're effing white males when you're an effing white male and actually rehabilitate you. I don't mean that condescendingly, but come on. I mean, really. And have a loving moment here, like we did with the Obama phone lady.
And here's what I've said to people like Age Skrillex or people I've had on the show that have different point of views. You know, we could have a panel. We can bring in people with differing views from us. We can bring in Hillary supporters. He can be one of them. I don't know.
They never want to come on.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter how much money you offer them. It doesn't matter.
And they'll go on the street and go, I'm a lesbian. I bet you don't like that. And I'll just go, did you ever hear me attack you in any way?
They want to go on the street for a cause.
They have excellent taste.
For a cause, right? Mm-hmm. They're moved by this cause of theirs that they're going to go on the street. But then when
and
you have them a new
platform. And they're projecting onto us that we hate them.
And they don't want to
come
on
your platform. No, you hate us.
Why won't they come on your platform?
He's like explaining that Donald Trump was against the war. And he goes, shut up, you effing white male.
It's the same dynamic as Bill Clinton.
I've got to hang out with Carl the Cuck in person.
Not taking a DNA test.
Look, this guy could be a TV star. I mean,
that's
he already
what I'm
is.
Saying. He could be on. He could
These
be
guys
on
are
InfoWars.
Ridiculous.
They could be on InfoWars.
They don't realize how much raw energy they've got.
And they could be sitting right here next to me telling me why they feel this way, sticking up for Hillary, sticking up for the Democratic platform. But
I got to go to calls, and I want to get to the video of the latest kind of boil down of St. Louis. If you just joined us, drudgereport.com. Infowars.com. It's all up there. It is the big exclusive Banished, the untold story of Danny Williams' search for his father. We premiered it here last hour. The video, you can see it, is on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and I hope it's been sent to Facebook as well, because we're going to have a big article written about this and a whole bunch of other stuff. And we want to pin that to the top, see?
Everyone ran with the Trump video. You think they'll run with this? Think you're going to see this video on every mainstream news?
No,
network?
But here's the good news. They think they can sit there on Fox, on CNN, on MSNBC, and only show her wobble to begin to have the convulsion. I'm skipping this network break. To begin to have the convulsion and then not fall down. And they go, conspiracy theorist claims she fell down. All she did was stumble. I have Fox host. I have CNN host. I have MSNBC host. You're lying when everyone saw her fall on her face having a convulsion and put in the black ambulance.
That's like you.
She drives around in a freaking ambulance.
It's like you dragging me across the floor right now, and then everyone's saying, what? Alex was just helping him walk out of here.
Yeah, they sit there and think they can just deceive everybody. Drudge has billions of visitors a month. Hundreds of millions of folks come, but over and over again, so it's billions. We have millions and millions every day, tens of millions every week. Our videos, I mean, I'm not exaggerating. When I say 30 million viewers and listeners a week, that's conservative. It was like 26 million a few months ago. It's just straight up. And of course, even on big shows like The Daily Show, which does have 4, 5, 6 million viewers, you know, whole entertainment is really brainwashing news masquerading as entertainment. to get you in a happy mode and know you're not being critical, then they go, look at these conservatives and libertarians. This lady's got 68 million. This guy's got 25 million. Just one video. His next video has 5 million, 12 million, 20 million. This guy, this Paul Watson's got 20 million, 15 million, 18 million, 19 million, 5 million. And they're like, oh, you know, you've got millions of views on your videos. I mean, they're just deluded. No one wants to watch you. They know you're a fop.
It's lazy is what it is. It's laziness. You just, click on
no
your
one
TV.
Wants to hear the same variants of talking points with a bunch of talking heads acting like they're debating and acting like they're intellectual.
Oh, but
and
didn't acting, you?
Oh, my. Hillary didn't really fall down. Didn't the racist you? Alex Jones said she did. Drudge got caught lying again. He says there's a penalty if you don't get Obamacare. Everybody then gets the penalty and they go, the media's lying.
Well, I heard Donald Trump say he wants to grab women in an inappropriate place. He's a... I can't vote for him.
It's clearly all edited together. It's like these women throw themselves at you when you're a star. You just grab them and they wouldn't care.
It's like,
because they're grabbing you.
Stupid. Here's the thing. All of these people, who's buying
a hotel room, hey, door opens, woman jumps on you. Oh.
I think, 100 million copies sold of 50 Shades of Grey. Who bought those books? Men didn't buy those books. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you men didn't buy 100 million copies
women
of 50
act
Shades
more
of
like
Grey.
Men ever did. It's like running around like piranhas.
It was a sexual assault when a woman
sits there and whistles at you and says, hey, baby.
And all of these movie stars that all of these trendy liberals probably follow on Twitter.
Oh, Hillary hangs out with the worst horrible rappers that objectify women down to property.
I'm sure you've been around this. If you're around.
Well, I'm not defending what Trump did. The point is you have a giant mountain of evil Hillary and then this obviously sneak attack from 11 years ago. It's hypocrisy on PCP. Right, we got to go to the calls. I appreciate Quincy holding. I appreciate the scaffolding. I appreciate Matt and Sherry and Decker and Keebler and everybody else. Quincy in Ohio, you're on the air with Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones. The Danny Williams info dropped.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call.
You bet, brother.
Actually, just call me Q, if you would.
All right.
Hey, thanks for putting your life on the line for this movement. You're a true patriot, and you're in my prayers. I'm sure you're in everybody's prayers. There's a couple things I wanted to talk about. Number one was WikiLeaks. That was what we started with. The second thing is voter fraud.
Yes, sir.
As it relates to WikiLeaks, one of my concerns, Alex, I'm glad to see it's coming out, but it's coming out towards the end. I just feel like we're being deluged with information, and I'm afraid it's going to get diluted.
I hear you, but I kind of see they knew Hillary would launch her attacks late. And so I want to say, Assange... I was wrong. I mean, he did troll everybody, so people understand why I did it. But I just want to be a man and say that Assange is really delivering now. So I appreciate that.
His GPA went back up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I give him a 3.8 right now, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think we've had him down at like the 3.2, and now he's back up at a 3.8.
And by the way, I'm giving myself a 3.0.
He's modest.
Yeah. Anyways, caller, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sure he's going to hit 4.0 before the end of the month. He'll give us the information we need. The second thing we were talking about, earlier, you were talking about voter fraud. We've got you have voter fraud where there are multiple votes, there are dead people voting. You have
the head of the New York Election Commission saying it.
Yes, I saw the video this morning on Drudge. It's really interesting. There's the proof right there, but you're not going to get the people to. The right people to watch it. We need the independents and some of the Democrats, people on the...
Well, that's why all of us have to reach out to these people lovingly.
Absolutely.
And give them the info.
Absolutely. You talk about voter fraud, you talk about election fraud. One thing that really concerns me is the Electoral College. You know, there's particular people that I think that the top people in our government can reach out to on Election Day and sway their vote. If it's something close and Trump has... got a particular district or an area, and I believe these people can be, can be swayed.
Well, absolutely. And beyond that, everybody's like, well, it's a big country. Where do you go to catch the fraud? If citizens go out in the early morning on November 8th, and you go out to the polling places in the key battleground areas in Democrat districts, they're going to be there cramming ballots with fake names they're putting through, dead people, folks they know haven't voted in 20 years. This is what they do. You catch that on tape. You catch somebody doing it. That will devastate them. We get 20, 30 videos of this nationwide. It will have public opinion on the side for a recount, and then it'll come out Trump won. Let me tell you, they're freaking out. Trump's going to fight. He knows he's ahead in his internal polls. And they're going to pull something big. But expanding what you said, we've got to go in And look, I put my money where my mouth is. You need to go to Democratic areas and go in a Democrat bar and talk to them. But I'm telling you what's going to happen. You're going to find out they agree with you and don't like Hillary. That's what I'm telling you. That's why the fraud's so big. Most Democrats aren't supporting him. You go to buffoon area colleges and buffoon area trendy areas, young idiots that never had a job in their life and are on their third, you know, third deal at college because there is no future and they're still getting rope-a-doped. They're victims. They are going to hiss and attack you. But if you go talking to working class or middle class liberals or, quote, minorities, they're not stupid. They know the economy's falling apart. They know Hillary's a damn witch. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, the gravity of this election is so powerful that what we're seeing is, okay, so let's say 50% of the population is politically involved and informed and 50% isn't. So these other 50%, they're paying attention to sports. They're paying attention to this, that, or the other thing. Well, the gravity of this election is so powerful that now they're being drugged in this direction.
Yes. And what that's probably went either way. It's waking them up.
And what I've experienced, in fact, just on this trip alone, after this debate, I heard multiple people, who said, hey, you know, just in conversation, whatever, around the airport, around the bus station, all this. Like, hey, you see that debate last night? Yeah, yeah. And they're saying, wow, I'm shocked, but Donald Trump was actually really good. I couldn't believe it. He surprised me. I think I like Donald Trump. So there's this untapped voters out
there. And that's why they're panicking. You go to a lot of these areas, half the people going in are Hispanic. We have rallies. It's like there's like 40% black people there. I love that. I mean, I love it. It's breaking through. And the Democrats see that and panic. Because they always said, don't go to a Patriot meeting, you're not wanted, said they get hugged and taken to dinner, and it's all real. And that's what's panicking everyone, because it's lowering the facade. And exactly, a lot of folks go, I'm not sure about Trump, but I'm going to go see. When they come out, they go, wow, that was great. Yeah, I'm going to support Trump now. And that's what's got them panicking. Their whole parent, folks, it's a rout. He was going to win by a landslide. All these dirty tricks, lying polls saying he's way behind, that's getting some weak-minded people to pull their support. So now his lead has narrowed, I'm going to be honest, 5-10 points. But just the fact that the whole mainstream media has had to go to thermal meltdown to even have this effect shows they're on fumes. They're running out. Their days are numbered. Go ahead, Quincy.
They're running scared. But what about verification? I mean, if you look back at, for example, 2012 with Romney in Ohio here, I could drive down the road and find 20-1 Romney signs to a Hillary Clinton sign.
But of course he lost. Of course, the fix is in.
But he lost. But if you look at you can go back and look at the election results, and you can look at it by district. When you look at it by district, you'll see that it was Romney 861 votes, Obama 873. The next district, Romney 970 votes, Obama 992. Every district, it seems, that you look at, it always shows that it just smells of fraud, that they went in there and they always either they flipped it or they just wanted to always make it where Obama just had a few more. If you had a verification process, you know, I mean, you listen to Trump, and I love listening to him. Every speech seems to be different, but he's getting the message out. He's very powerful in his speaking and his message. But he's always saying, this is an America movement, America. America, this is a movement. This is a movement. Alex, I own the domain America Movement. I would love to work with you on putting together some kind of app or a website.
No, I hear you, brother. We're trying. We appreciate it. Just go do it. If it's great, we'll link in with you. We need the help. We just can't even coordinate our own operation, but I hear you. God bless you, Q. We got to move quick. We'll never get these calls here. I'm horrible. Scott in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, good to talk to you. Down here in Houston, we think Trump needs a blockbuster October surprise of his own. Attacking Hillary is great. That is swinging some votes, but he needs issues that will put him over the top. Something along the line of bail out the people.
That's good. Well, you know how you bail them out? You do what Kennedy did. He cut taxes in the main bracket 50% to the rest 30%. Tax receipts more than doubled within 1 year. They paid off the debt that was small then. Brought all the money. Problem was, Reagan cut taxes, more money came in, but they just ballooned spending. And Republicans were part of that, too. But, I mean, we know you cut taxes, more money comes in because more money gets spent. The economy booms. The globalists don't want a boom economy here. They want it in China. And so I think he's given those speeches. It's just the media doesn't ever carry it. So how do you get that through to people that really believe they can only get ahead with a government handout? How do you do that, Scott?
Okay, here's a blockbuster idea. Forgive all bank-issued loans to the people. People own their houses, they own their land, they own their cars, and the banks are not penalized. They take it off the asset side and the liability side. He's got to go.
Well, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I don't like the big banks and loan sharking and payday loans and stuff. But I mean, if somebody goes and gets a 20-year mortgage on a house and they've been paying on it a year, you think it's fair for them to just get the house free?
We're down to the last days, Alex.
I guess he would get all the communists to vote for him that way, and we'd win. But then we become what we're fighting. I hear you. Very interesting. God bless you, Scott. Very interesting point. We're going to come back with Matt and Sherry and Tony and Luke and everybody else. Yeah. You know, I hear you. I say if a company did criminal loans and sold the mortgage more than once, I say give them the house.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fortunę tanto, fortunę razy, jaki pusto celis, fortunę amici, fortunę razy.
27. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Only 27 days until the epic election. And we don't need to speculate about election fraud. We have a long documented history of it. And now, the Democrats all over the country, from Florida to New York, are being caught announcing that they're going to have busloads of people voting over and over and over and over again for the Democratic Party officials and the candidates on the buses with them, in many cases driving around, running everything in giant fraud, according to the head of the New York Election Commission and others. Massive Jane Doe votes going on in Florida on the ballot. The New York Times saying, why? Preliminary election officials tell us it looks like Hillary's winning in preliminary early voting where they do the special stuffing. So get ready for the recounts. Get ready for the battle. Trump is not rolling over. This is an incredible time to be alive. I want to go right back to your calls. Owen Schroyer is here with us. Clinton suggests intervention for protester wearing Clinton rape shirt. More of those happening. Video, African-American man kicked out of Hillary rally for wearing Bill Clinton rape T-shirt. U.S. Navy destroyer comes under attack off Yemen. Pentagon. U.S. and U.K. continue actively participating in Saudi war crimes targeting the civilians in Yemen. The U.S. edges dangerously closer to war with Russia. What you're not being told. Up on Infowars.com. No mentions of ISIS genocide by Christians during the presidential debate. General Boykin, how does transgender integration help military fight and win wars? I think we should have people dressed up in hot red high heels and, you know, training outfits running around driving the tanks. Why not?
Might confuse the enemy.
This country's so exactly. Hell, go ahead and do it. Whatever, man. Totally normal. Anyways, not a way to shut down our military thing. It's not sabotaging the country. No, even though we have all the emails happening. Admitting sabotage. No, they're sabotaging the culture. They admit screwing everybody over. It's okay, though. Creating race war.
Trendy.
Poll that Hillary Clinton's 11 points ahead is run by Clinton ally, paid off by Super PAC. It's all admitted. I mean, again, CNN's put out two polls where they'll sample 40-something, just because they vary. You can look it up. You know, just here, CNN caught running another fake poll or rigged poll. You can read their own methodology screenshots. They tell you, we sampled 40-something percent Democrats, 20-something Republicans, and then 20-something percent independents, which are really Democrats. So it's really like 60% Democrats and 20-something percent Republicans. And then she only wins by 15 points. I mean, a three-year-old could figure this out. Josh?
We found out.
Josh earlier.
This is what happens when you got 500 stories on your desk, Alex. Literally. But here's the thing. We found the most recent claimed poll that CNN is running. Everybody's running with the Wall Street Journal, all these people, saying Clinton is up by 11 points. You can find it. It's public information. We found who they polled. It's more than a quarter staunch Democrats. Okay? And then they go down the list, and then it's normal Democrats, and then it's independents, and then it's strong Republicans, and then, you know, kind of Republicans. And, of course, by and large, it's not even close. The percentage, if you want to pull up the document camera.
Let's go to his phone so we can see this.
You can pull up this document.
That methodology is crooked, that when you're doing 40-something percent Democrats, 20-something percent Republicans, what the hell do you think is going to happen?
Exactly. And like you said, she's still...
If I have a scale and I put 40-something rocks of the same weight in it, is it going to be heavier than the same size each weight, 20-something? Which one's heavier, 40-something or 20-something?
And she still barely wins. 11 points. This is like, I mean, I wonder, what if you actually just pulled Democrats? I wonder what the results
are. Absolutely. Here's one. Politico busted with a rigged poll against Trump. Clifford Cunningham, Infowars.com. And then it goes over how they did this as well. According to a recent conducted by Politico, which sampled 2,001 registered voters, 42% thought Hillary Clinton was the winner of the debate compared to 28%. Although large sample size may make the poll seem seemingly accurate to some, the methodology tells a different story. According to the poll's methodology, 37% of those samples are Democrats compared to 30% who consider themselves Republicans. The remaining 33% are independents, and that's where they really get you because they sample in the demographic. It's like CNN says, oh, you're a Democrat, you're a Republican, we'll call you back. Well, who's been given the number of 500 respondents to call back? And then CNN admits they poll, again, 40-something percent Democrats over 20-something percent Republicans. This is ridiculous. This is, I mean, what type of idiot would believe this? The oversampling of Democrats indicates a built-in 7%. So this is more fair by Politico. They only put 7% more in. Which, I mean, that's like a football game. If you said, well, the Cowboys, we're going to lose by 3 points, but we gave them an extra 7, so it's okay they won. It's okay they just cheated by 7%, right?
Yeah, that's fine. We don't mind that. We don't want a fair match. Why would we want a fair match? This is an American election. There's no rigged election going on here, according to Barack Obama. Even the Department of Justice is going to investigate.
Well, and then it goes into more, exactly. It goes into more of how they skew other stuff in the same poll. But just 7% is one way they do it, but then they do it other ways. Now, let me ask this question.
Who's getting polled, though? Who are these people being polled? I've never been polled. Have you been polled? Has anyone of the staff ever been polled in one of these?
I've had one phone call years ago, and as soon as I said I was a libertarian, the computer hung up. As soon as I punched that number, that's also how they skew it. They pre-program these, a lot of them. This has come out in the news, where if it isn't what you want, a certain percentage of Republicans or libertarians, they hang up on and claim, oh, it disconnected, to resample till the computer gets the number it wants. So you put an algorithm in, then the computer will just call people till it gets what it wants.
Yeah, you're just getting the desired result.
It'll call and call and call until it gets what it wants. That's how a hacking program works. They don't, like, go in after the election and do it. They put an algorithm in.
What are we going to do when they steal this election?
You know, we should have the next 27 days. Only talk about that. We should probably only talk about that.
This is what I'm going to do.
People ask what the October surprise is. It's the truth. They stole other elections. They're actively stealing this one. I told Trump, other people had it. He's smart. He talked to experts. He went public. There's election fraud that came out and said, no such thing exists. Then they said, oh, my God, it's so bad. We've got to federalize it. Homeland Security's in there right now. The Democrats are running around stealing the election. What do we do?
I don't know if you've heard about this, but what do you think about I call for all Donald Trump voters on November 8th to be decked out in red. And then if you go to the polling place, everyone's wearing red.
That's a great idea.
Not even close. And then they claim it's Hillary. We will have caught them.
It's a great idea. Well, you know, because they're the liberals and loving. It's okay that they cheat. And we've kind of gotten on the point where we know they're cheating. Do we start cheating? And
that's fair. That's not cheating, though. There's nothing illegal about that.
I mean, I've gotten to the point where...
They'll call it cheating, though. They will.
Well, I don't want to stoop to their level. I want to expose them for cheating and stop it. But if they get rid of the ballot box, then I guess they're going to force people into the cartridge box. And I don't want the cartridge box, but they actively want to come arrest us, put us in prison, shut us down. So at a certain point, I guess the candy asses want to dance.
I mean, that's the only, unless they wake up and realize what's going on, I don't know what else we can do. What am I supposed to do? Here's the thing, Alex. We're fighting for America. We're fighting for freedom. And we don't want these social justice warriors in our way. They're actually on our team. Unfortunately, they're scorned for the other team, but they're on our team. I don't want to.
Yeah, they're getting screwed over by the New World Order. They're getting screwed over. Absolutely.
I don't want to run them over. I don't want to fight with you. That's not, you're in my way. Move, bitch. Get out the way. That's what it is.
You see them headlights?
But that's what it is. I mean, again, H. Jokes, you're not my enemy, man.
I like the curtain down.
Carl LeCuck, you're not my enemy. All these people I talk to at the Wash U outside that don't like Donald Trump, you're not my enemy, okay? We need to be united in this election. And I'm telling you, I don't get it. Everyone agrees. Media is corrupt. Government's corrupt. Yet where do they go for their answers in this election? The mainstream media and Hillary Clinton, who's been
and
in the government for 30 years.
And they feel validated because the big mommy media told them so. So they're like, you're in trouble. I'm tattling.
Even Megyn Kelly debuted the Trump video.
Even Megyn Kelly.
People.
Oh, my goodness. Even her. Did you read People Magazine? I want to play some of this, but we got to go to calls. Briefly, folks, this is listener-supported broadcast. We have incredible supplements, vitamins, minerals, nutraceuticals, InfoWarsLive.com. You can call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force, our top-of-the-line product for cleansing out the cells and energy and nerve regrowth and so much more. You can actually make claims on this product. It's so incredible. A lot of stuff we put on is patented and sold as drugs, but legal. You understand? Not prescription, like BioPQQ in Europe and things. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That ends today. 7 years in the making. From our research, the ultimate biome defense probiotic with 50 million cultures or 25 million cultures, depending on what you want, the regular strength or extra strength, double strength is what we should call it. This is not just like 25% more, it's 50% more. So InfoWars, this is 100% more. That's InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's colloidal silver, whatever the case may be, we've got it. We've got our big industrial cold room at 60 degrees, shipped with a cold pack to you. You don't lose too much if it warms up, but you need to get in the refrigerator as soon as you get it for maximum effect. It's loaded with other enzymes and things for the probiotics to feed on, get through your gut. So the little paratroopers, the little good guy cells, the little good guys, they all have like a little backpack of goodies with them when we send the troops in. We don't send a bunch of starving or dead troops in. We send in the highest quality. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We'll stop selling the Hillary for Prison shirt that we coined a year and a half ago in T-minus 27 days. All right, Sherry, holding for a while from the great state of Texas. Sherry, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Here's an example of how important WikiLeaks is to us. And it also helps further explain why the authorities moved.
Listen, it's so important, I want you to get off speakerphone. I know you've been holding a while on your sweetheart, and I'm going to send you a free Hillary for President shirt because you held so long. Give us your name and address. Or you can have the new one that's the Gadsden flag, lock her up shirt, by the way. But, ma'am, please get off speakerphone.
Okay. Here I am.
Good.
You got me?
Good.
All right. Can you hear me, Alex? Am I
good? Good.
Here's an example of how important WikiLeaks is to us, and it further explains what you were talking about the other day about why the authorities wanted to remove Gandhi's statue from a churchyard. Are you with me, Alex?
Ma'am, I am absolutely with you. I just wanted you to get off speaker.
Just to make sure. I am off the speaker.
No, I know you are. I know. And then I said, so we can hear you clearly. I said, just jump off speaker, and we hear you clear, and you hear me clear. Now, right?
Yeah. I gotcha. I was my mistake. I'm sorry. I forgot I had it on. Okay.
It's okay. Yeah, we'll go as long as you want. I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay, thanks. It also answers how we can fight back, at least in my opinion, it's the best way. Last month, I decided to see a movie I had taped a long time ago. It's the night of the movie Gandhi, the 1982 movie Gandhi, with Ben Kingsley as the star. And I started taking notes immediately. He was a simple lawyer, as people know, and he became the leader of India and a symbol of peace and all this at a time when the British administration had taken over the country. They were going through exactly what we are going through and will go through if things keep going the way they
sure.
are.
Sure. And well, look, I mean, whether you love Gandhi or don't, you're right that they want to take a statue down because notice one day it's a Confederate general. Now it's Gandhi. Now, at major colleges, they want Martin Luther King taken down because he said all God's children of every color.
Take down
well,
the major
well, you didn't
Christmas.
Say transgender or gay. Well, how the hell are you supposed to? They want the power to control language. It's not liberal. It's scientifically directed. Go ahead.
Gandhi had some things to say to the British administration, and I made a point of three things. He said the people cannot tolerate injustice from Hitler or anyone. That's a quote. And to combat injustice, make the injustice visible. That's pretty common to a lot of people. But he went on. He was also questioned about the poor and about combating poverty. And he said, quote, poverty can be removed if its people's skills can be revived. In other words, no direct Wall Street connection, no
No, I mean, of course, he knew that. No, a lot of stuff he said was good. And he, by the way, because Hitler was into Eastern mysticism and into Buddhism and things, I know Gandhi was a Hindi, but the point is, they were pen pals. Because Hitler was like Mr. America, good guy at our news, a eugenicist. Gandhi started talking to Hitler a lot in letters. And there's famous letters he wrote him at the end saying, I can't support you, you're really being bad doing this, and you're going to get destroyed, Germany will fall, you're crazy. Gandhi was really smart. Some of the stuff he was into was a little weird, but hey, whatever. He was a visionary, a trailblazer, I agree with you. At Gandhi University, them pulling down his statue is, again, about every symbol hurts somebody's feelings. Let's get rid of it. I appreciate your call, Sherry.
And now they've got control over the internet and the UN level. So what are you going to do when they try to block you or say that your side
which is now starting, and as soon as Hillary gets in.
I'm sure the UN will answer. I'm sure if you try to reach out to the UN, they'll get right back to you with that. There'll be no problems there.
It's amazing. Let's go ahead and go to Matt in Maryland. Thanks for holding. You're a trooper. I'm going to send you a free Hillary for president or the limited edition lock her up, Gadsden flag snake, actually suppressing Hillary. It's not hurting her. It's lovingly coiled up around her. In fact, if I was liberal, I'd say, the snake's not hurting her in the photo. It's lovingly keeping her warm. That's what boa constrictors do. Giant rattlesnake boa constrictors that are just as real as Obamacare being free. That shirt, so we're going to send you that for holding for an hour and a half. Go ahead.
Cool, thanks. Well, I was online yesterday, and I've seen this video going around. It's of a local New York news station, WPIX11. It's got three news anchors on there, and they're goofing around with one of those, you know, those old digital cameras that you snap. I mean, disposable ones, and they were snapping pictures of each other with the flash coming across. And then the one anchor said, yeah, these are banned from Secret Service said we're not allowed to use these because it'll bring on Hillary Clinton's seizure.
And, I mean, he was probably being tongue-in-cheek. They have told don't have flash around her. That is going on. She does have seizures. But were they just pointing that out to their audience or that it actually happened to them?
On air, I actually had the video recorded and put on YouTube.
Wow, great. What's the name of the YouTube channel or the name of the video? We'll pull it up.
The name of the video is Secret Service Bans Cameras with Flash. And it's the second video.
Well, that's big. We need to get that. That's certainly newsworthy. That's why it's so important you called in. I haven't gotten to this yet, and I should have. We actually have a clip of Hillary and the N-word. Hillary described using the N-word, WBEN, 9:30 a.m., Buffalo, New York. And this is the chef, Tracy Martin, on the show talking about during Clinton's first term. He describes her using the N-word in an interview. We're going to play that coming up. But listen, it's well known Hillary uses that term. I've talked to folks that were basically her handler. She's very racist. And again, it's all about betrayal. I mean, if I'm going to use the N-word, which I never have, I'm going to use it to your face. It's just Democrats are like the plantation managers, folks, over everybody. They see us all as their slaves.
Well, the boa constrictor keeps you warm, and the Democrats want to rebuild the inner cities. That's obvious. But, I know these info warriors, they're so active out there. They're going to make you go broke with all these Bill Clinton rape shirts getting on the mainstream news. But I think we might have another challenge now, Alex. How about we get info warriors to go to Hillary Clinton rallies? She's got four coming up before the next debate. And start taking pictures. Get the flash out. Take a picture. I don't want you to induce a seizure. I'm not saying that we want Hillary to.
The Secret Service might arrest you for assault.
Expose how she's sick and that you can't even have a flash at a rally.
Yeah, but
you so
consciously,
sick.
But they can say, no, she does have epilepsy from the brain tumor. You're consciously trying to make her have a seizure. That is a form of assault, but I get your point. They say she doesn't have it, so it's not a problem.
So we'll expose it.
Everybody should try to get into rallies with it and get them recorded with audio saying you can't have a flash camera. Thank you so much, Matt. Great point.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
InfoWars.com. It's the top story on PrisonPlanet.com. We've been discussing it here live and all the other insanity going on with the head of New York election saying, oh, the party people, the Democrats, who's a Democrat, bus people around to vote over and over again, but we're not going to stop it. You know, I don't like it. That's just the way it is. And yeah, you know, they're stopping the ballots, you know, right now in Florida for Hillary to win, but you know, that's being reported in Florida. Meanwhile, Banished, the untold story of Danny Williams' search for his father. Danny tries to reconnect with his reported father, Bill Clinton. That's the headline I gave it. Kit posted, did a great job, but we probably should just go with Drudge. He's so good at you know headlines and really condensing all of this down to what it really is. It's Bill Clinton's son speaks out. So we'll probably just retweet that, Facebook that, with Bill Clinton's son, in quotes, speaks out. Ask for a DNA test. That's even a more powerful headline because that's what's going on. We're taking phone calls. We've got Owen Schroyer here, one of our co-hosts, with us. We're going to ride a little bit in the next hour with David Knight, play a boil down of some of the craziness that he saw at the debate in St. Louis, and continue with your calls. And we got some Patriots coming in today as well. And we got the Nightly News coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Other big surprises tomorrow. You'll want to tune in. Please support the broadcast, as I mentioned earlier. DNA Force, 23% off. That sale ends tonight. A lot of other great specials. So sign up for auto ship to 10% off. Free shipping on orders $50 or more. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. The whole world goes around because you're supporting us. You are the InfoWar. I salute you. Anything you want to add before we go to Luke in Florida?
I think we should all wear red on November 8th to make sure they don't steal the election from us. And the rally, Trump rally in Wilkes, Pennsylvania last night almost had me in tears. It was so powerful.
Well, we need to post that whole rally and maybe have you do the highlights of it or something for the news. You know, get some clips.
The whole thing, man. I mean, it's just if Donald Trump is for real, folks, he is the greatest American hero in hundreds of years.
When he's gone through living hell, he's the man of the arena.
He is going through public torture right now for this country in every debate and every day in the mainstream news. Let's go back to these great callers, Alex.
I was telling them to tip the camera down. I'm not telling you to stop.
I just look. No, I know. But
I have this headroom obsession being too much headroom. I'm here directing the show while we're doing things. Hold on. The Russians are giving orders. Because Vladimir, okay.
What's that? What, the Jews are in my ear. Hold on. You've got too many news facts on
Vatican,
your desk.
They did it. As if anyone could direct the circus.
You didn't even know what the reports that we were working on in St. Louis. I'm telling you, give me complete freedom.
Well, how can I? I'm busy with the October surprises.
I don't know, Alex. You've only got, 5,000 news stories on your desk.
I had about 100 articles today. There's 300 I didn't get to. I mean,
Well, you
like every WikiLeaks. Hey. We have the total proof she lied again to Congress and was being paid by foreign governments. But she won't get locked up because the damn criminal put all her people in.
I don't know who could do this, but if somebody can get a piece of Bill Clinton's hair or dead skin or something, we can run the DNA test independently with Danny Williams, prove that Bill Clinton...
Sure, but they'll claim the providence of it and the evidence chain.
Imagine this, Alex. Webb Hubble gets a DNA test with Hillary or with Chelsea, and Danny Williams gets a DNA test with
Williams. By the way, reportedly, for whatever reason, the Israelis wanted to blackmail Bush or something, and others, whenever he would go to foreign countries, they were having people get in the sewer. And they were guessing times he went to the bathroom and then opened the sewer pipes to get the...
I'm not suggesting anybody
does
that.
And Bush...
Monica has a dress you might want to look at.
Pardon me?
I said Monica has a dress. That,
Monica's dress.
Exactly, but expanding on that, Bush then started having a portable toilet taken with him.
He had to bring a toilet along with him?
No, I'm not kidding. You can Google
I'm surprised he's not just crapping in a bag or something. Throwing it at each other.
More flies.
Oh, that's Bohemian Grove.
But that's Skull and Bones. like pee on each other at Bohemian Grove. Skull and Bones is like wallow in the feces. I'm sorry, folks. It's a child, you know, children's show or whatever, but it's a family show. But we're just reporting on reality now. And the Lord of the Flies. We're going to come back to Luke and others in 70 seconds. Hour number four straight ahead. This is the InfoWars.